Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where Dr. Janine Krause, that's me, gives you, a health junkie, a weekly dose of tools to help you increase your energy and resilience to life stressors. Hey, Health Junkies. The Health Fix Podcast is sponsored by EMF Rocks and athleticism.com, where you can find all the tools for whole brain and whole body performance so you can be an athlete for life. Hello there, Health Junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about glutathione, something that I absolutely love, is incredible for boosting your immune system. Yep, I said it, immunity. That's what we're talking about today. And I've got Giancarlo on, and he's going to be talking all about how he decided to start jumping into the industry of glutathione and how his whole story about his mom and getting moving forward into life as the glutathione expert. So Giancarlo Torres, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Hello, Janine. Hey, it's my pleasure to be with you and your audience. I'm super happy to talk about glutathione.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to recommend, especially in this current situation that we're in. And if anyone has a sniffle, a cold, or just isn't feeling right, it's kind of like, you need this. And of course, I'm always telling everybody it's, you know, life's natural janitor. We already have it within our system. So you have a history of jumping into this when mom was super sick. And I'd love to hear a little bit about it, because I heard from another podcast, it was because of lupus. And this is, you know, something that I'm seeing over and over again, more cases of lupus, more cases of autoimmune conditions. And I can't help but wonder, is it a deficiency of us not making enough glutathione naturally? So tell us a little bit about how you got into the glutathione gig.
Well, you know, it's incredible because my family has always been into nutrition, and it all started because my grandmother from mom's side, she opened her own like supplement store in Orlando, Florida. So she was always into supplements, always into nutrition in general. And that's where my mom started to, you know, learn about nutrition. We get even more into nutrition when she's diagnosed with cancer in the same month of 9/11. Stage 3 breast cancer, also pregnant of my little brother, 9/11, dad loses his job. Grandpa also gets cancer, bone cancer. So you know, like you can imagine the chaos and the emotions behind this. And so we went even more into nutrition. And, you know, like we even thought to ourselves, you know what, even though we're into nutrition, I got cancer, there's maybe something we're doing wrong. And there's something that we have to keep investigating. So, you know, they use, you know, like the conventional means, they use the natural means, they combine both. And, you know, little brother's born, cancer's in remission. And after that cancer process, my family, I would say, was kind of obsessed to look for something else. Like they knew that, again, good nutrition was crucial, low stress, exercise, like all of these basic fundamentals for good health were great, but they were always looking for that extra thing, you know, for the health. And they tried, you know, hundreds of stuff, you know, hundreds of treatments and supplements, you know, all good, but nothing I think to kind of consume forever, right? And to be like, you know, this is what I have to consume plus everything else. And then she gets lupus. And that was, my family and I talk about this like all this time, even though cancer was so bad, this autoimmune condition was as bad almost like when it comes to the emotions, because for the longest time, Janine, and you know this, some doctors couldn't really diagnose an autoimmune condition. Like, you know, like we would go to a hospital, you know, because she'd think that like she had a heart attack, we'll go to the hospital and doctors would be like, no, you're fine. And she knew that she wasn't okay. And so this was so frustrating because like we were like this for a whole year, you know, like we've always been super active in volunteer work and business, and from a really active mom to like no energy, literally like so much chronic fatigue in bed, pain everywhere. And then we're just spending, going to, you know, doctors and all that. And they can't find what she had. Oh man, that was one of the darkest times of our lives, honestly. And I remember that sometimes you would go to some medical professionals and they would say, no, it's all psychological. And you can imagine how mad that got her. And I think at times, dad and I and my brother, we were guilty. We also thought, hey, we also think it's psychological. But again, we're all going through this situation. Nobody knows what's happening. And with time, we found out that it was lupus, which, you know, with clarity, you know, things are better. And, you know, in that process, someone tells us about glutathione therapy. And that was kind of our aha moment. We were, I would say, skeptical just because we thought it was like another antioxidant.
Right.
You know, we didn't think, you know, it was something life-changing or something so important. You know, like we just kind of saw, you know, as, you know, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, you know, kind of, which, you know, like we know were important, but we really didn't know what glutathione did. And it was through a product from Canada, in which I'll talk more in a second. And, you know, we investigate it, we give it to her. And what I remember, Janine, and for everybody that's watching and listening, this was in Jacksonville, Florida, when we used to live there. And I wake up a Sunday morning and, you know, after, you know, getting breakfast and all that, I see her cleaning the kitchen. I see her reorganizing the kitchen. I see her cleaning the house. And 5 minutes later, she's like, you know, I want to go walk at the beach. And this was like, what happened to mom? What just happened? She says, well, it's this stuff. She says, it's glutathione. It's just working. This product is helping me raise glutathione naturally. And that was when I was like, oh, there's something different. I have to investigate about this. I want to also raise my glutathione levels. And that's what we did. You know, like we all became, Janine, obsessed with raising glutathione. You know, dad, my little brother, my sister, my brother, my grandparents, great grandparents. And none of us knew the craziest part about all this. None of us knew about glutathione. You know, like we had been into nutrition for so long and we didn't know how to raise glutathione. Then they tell me, hey, look, there's a professional glutathione. He's going to Jacksonville, Florida, and he's going to talk in a seminar about glutathione dipper. Do you want to go? I said, yes. And I go, and that's when I learned about glutathione. He became my mentor. His name is Jim Spencer, one of the, I think, top five, top 10 I'm a glutathione experts in the world. And since he's been showing me about glutathione, and I've had the privilege to show a lot of people and help thousands of people with glutathione. So that's my story, Jenny.
Wow. Now, your story, I mean, isn't really, you know, with mom, it's not really something that I would say is uncommon. I hear it every single week in my office. I've got patients that come in and they're like, hey, we've taken mom, or I've been to every single doctor and no one knows what's wrong with me. And it's ultimately like, hey, what are you going to do? How are we going to figure this out? And so, of course, testing wise is something that I've done based on organic acids. So I'm guessing you guys were doing some organic acids testing when you were looking at to see if you're repleting your levels. Did you guys dive mm-hmm. into that? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I want folks to kind of understand a little bit about like, okay, so how do I know? How do I figure this out? What do I do? The next thing I'm curious about is what format of glutathione did you guys start with to get mom up and cleaning the house and wanting to go on the beach? Like what format did you start with?
We started with a product or two products, I would say, called ImmunoCal, ImmunoCal Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
These are products from Canada, originally from Montreal, Canada. I'll give a little history of that, on this product. An Italian scientist in the 1980s, Dr. Gustavo Bunos, okay, he was in the discovery, Janine, of a protein that was good for cancer patients. So as you know, as a doctor, cancer patients, if they're in the end of their lives, they lose a lot of weight, as you know, cachexia. So he didn't want this to happen because his mom died of cancer. So he saw this time and time again. So he was like, you know what? I want to find a protein that can prevent this issue. So that was his goal. And he was such a well-respected scientist and doctor in Montreal, Canada, that he partnered with his colleague, Dr. Patricia Conkshaw, the first woman immunologist, actually, in the world. And they were just, again, in the discovery. So a lot of companies from the whole world start to send them protein. So, you know, like in any lab, they start to test the protein in mice, see what happens. So, you know, they're testing all type, you know, vegan protein and all these things. And, you know, they're just testing to see what happens. And then a company from Switzerland says, hey, look, there's this particular protein, comes from whey. It has no lactose, has no casein, has no fat. It's you know, it's from raw milk and it has nothing. You know, we don't, you know, there's no use for us, the company said, but just try and see what happens. Okay, it gets the protein, starts feeding the mice. And before you know it, the mice immune system starts to skyrocket. He said, oh, interesting. This is fascinating. He says, but what does this protein have that the other proteins don't have? Huh? He keeps testing on the mice, sick and healthy mice. And same thing, the immune system would just skyrocket. Huh? He keeps doing this. So he says, something's different with this protein.
Yeah.
So he asked the company, what is protein have? They said, it's just protein. You know, they had no idea the use of it. So he's like, so he keeps investing. He's lost. Says, like, what does protein have? And then a colleague of his, Dr. Wolf Troga, says, Dr. Bunos, what if this protein is raising something called glutathione? You know, in the 80s, there wasn't really so much info on glutathione.
No.
And he says, glutathione, maybe. And then the research started on glutathione. So he found out that was raising glutathione. So now the first thing was clear. It's raising glutathione. Now, what does this protein have that is raising this? So later on, he was comparing this protein to other substances. And it turns out that this protein was identical to mother's milk, because mother's milk has high levels of cysteine. Mother's milk has cysteine, has cysteine, two amino acids that combine together, that when a baby consumes it, a baby raises glutathione. That's why babies that consume mother's milk usually are a lot healthier than babies that don't. So what he found out in this discovery was that once you get raw cow's milk from a healthy source, you know, grass-fed raw cow's milk, and you take out the lactose, you take out the casein from the protein, the fat, everything, you just leave the protein, it has this special cysteine that mother's milk has. So once he started feeding, he saw this process time and time again. You know, basically, once you get this bonded cysteine, your cells receive it, cells make glutathione in the whole body. This was the discovery. So he now starts testing in humans. And in humans, same process, same result, amazing immune system. And after like 20 years of research, he says, you know, I think we have to patent this product and market it as a glutathione precursor, a natural glutathione precursor. And then with time, Canada gave it a Health Canada number to the product, and then eventually went to my doctor's book in the U.S., you know, like in all these things. And so now, you know, for the past 23 years, I would say, this is a natural glutathione precursor, no side effects, and any age can consume it. So that's the type of glutathione precursor that we use.
Okay. So much like many have been recommended with all of the pandemic prevention, N-acetylcysteine,
yep,
of the precursor. Got it. And you know, folks who are listening, you guys, this is something that's been recommended throughout the whole pandemic. If you haven't heard about it, N-acetylcysteine is the precursor amino acid to help you create glutathione within your body. And so here we have it. And this is what Giancarlo was using with his mom and his whole family. It sounds like everybody was using this protein, amino acid, basically, which is a breakdown product of the protein, and now getting glutathione moving throughout the system. Now, is it a capsule form? Is it a liquid form? Because a lot of people who are listening are probably going to be like, okay, I've heard of liposomal, you know, formats now. And I think for a lot of people, the difference is that some companies will make glutathione liposomally, or they will use a precursor. So tell us a little bit about the company you have and what you guys are making and how it works and how we get it in the system and, you know, the benefits of it in that respect for delivery.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, just to be clear, we actually didn't use N-acetylcysteine.
Okay.
That's a different type of cysteine. N-acetylcysteine obviously is, I would say, the most popular glutathione precursor. Okay. As you know, and it's especially used in, you know, like emergency situations. Right. You know, the hospitals and all, you know, like most hospitals have N-acetylcysteine. I would say most of the clinical studies with glutathione are used with N-acetylcysteine. So N-acetylcysteine is super useful. Okay. Now, what I learned with Dr. Jimmy Gutman. Okay. And for the ones that are watching, I think I have his book right here. He's one of my mentors on glutathione. He has a book called The Comprehensive Guide to Glutathione. And here he talks about, again, like all the glutathione precursors, all of the clinical studies and all that. And what Dr. Jimmy Gutman showed me was that N-acetylcysteine, of course, you know, as a drug, he personally doesn't recommend it for day-to-day use as a drug, right? You know, because it can have some side effects, obviously, as you know, as a natural doctor. As a supplement, though it's useful, what he's seen time and time again is that N-acetylcysteine doesn't last in your body as long as it should. And that's been proven in clinical studies. So even though a lot of people find amazing results with N-acetylcysteine, it's not as effective as it might seem. So this is a different type of cysteine. This is called bonded cysteine, okay? Bonded cysteine is found when cysteine and cysteine are bonded together. And this is a, I would say, rare type of cysteine. It was found in certain foods, for example, like raw eggs have some bonded cysteine, but raw eggs, you know, because of the salmonella, it's not recommended to consume at all. Or at least most people, right? Raw fish can have some bonded cysteine, but again, raw fish has so much mercury that's also not recommended as day-to-day use. You also have raw broccoli, but again, you would have to eat boxes and boxes of raw broccoli a day to have enough. And that's also not recommended, as you know, for the gases and all that. So it, once again, going back to what this Italian scientist discovered, mother's milk has this bonded cysteine. Raw cow's milk extracted also has this bonded cysteine. So that's the cysteine that I recommend. And that's the thing that we use, just because it's been proven time and time again, you know, with the clinical studies, that your cells receive it and your body makes glutathione, and, you know, like the whole day. So, you know, talking about, you know, like glutathione forms, right? So there is, you know, people that consume glutathione through pills. Okay. There are glutathione injections. There are forms of glutathione pills that do have a special way of digesting, you know, in the body, you know, like some type of technology that people can consume it. These are all ways, okay? As you know, Janine, as a doctor, you know that every time we talk about a supplement or a glutathione, all that, it's all about clinical studies again, right? It's all about, okay, you know, like you can talk whatever you want to talk, but show me the studies, show me the proof that this can work in humans. And if, you know, for the ones that are watching and listening, if you just investigate about all types of glutathione ways of consuming, okay, you see that many of them, again, 90% would be with N-acetylcysteine, and probably a 5% would be with other ways of glutathione, like glutathione injection, glutathione pills, and all that. So, you know, I'm a PubMed, you know, just investigate and you see what I'm talking about on this. How does this product is, you know, how do you consume it? So basically it comes in pouches. Each pouch brings 9 to 10 grams of this protein. Okay. It, you know, it's as easy as, you know, like you mix in a liquid, shake it for 30 seconds. This creamy texture comes out. You know, you can mix it with water, juice, you know, just basically like, I'm never blend the product, never mix it with heat because the cysteine can be broken away. Or you can even mix it with yogurt. Okay. And we always recommend consuming it first day, you know, first thing in the morning, so that the body can absorb this protein, so that the body can absorb this bonded cysteine. And then your body will start making glutathione immediately.
Nice. Well, thanks for clarifying that, because I think for a lot of people, this is the crux of, well, you know, there's this N-acetylcysteine, there's this liposomal, there's that. Now, the other big concern, and you had mentioned it about the sulfur, is another big thing for people who are sensitive to sulfur. What have you found with your product for sulfur sensitive folks in terms of things? Is the format that it's in less sensitive for sulfur folks?
But by sulfur, what do you mean exactly? I don't think I got completely.
Because normally with the N-acetylcysteine, the way it's formed in terms of the molecule, it will send off reactions within folks that have sulfur sensitivities.
And okay.
So this is something that I see here and there in the office, not as commonly, but it is something that I'm always curious with different glutathione production, you know, companies. I want to see what have you seen in terms of things and what have you heard and whatnot.
You know, in my past 5 years, I haven't encountered a problem with that. You know, in the future, I might, I'll be honest, but I haven't encountered a problem with anybody in that sense. Honestly, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a sulfur pathway processing thing. And is, you know, it might be that the format in which your N-acetyl, you know, cysteine is bonded, I mean, that might be the component in the bonding format to get the glutathione boost from that. I think that might be where things are coming from, where you won't have a major reaction.
Yeah, well, you know, I always say, you know, to people and clients and everybody, that there are only really two people that can't consume ImmunoCal or ImmunoCal Platinum, okay? It's basically, first of all, people that were allergic to mother's milk, which is rare. I've personally never met anybody, but I have heard in my team and my clients and all that, people that have told me of someone who is allergic to mother's milk. And obviously this is us, you know, this is the closest thing to mother's milk. So obviously we wouldn't recommend it to, you know, to those type of people. The second type of person would be anybody that is in immunosuppressive therapy. So obviously glutathione, as you know, is extreme. It's amazing for the immune system. It's food for the immune system. So anybody in an immunosuppressive therapy, we also wouldn't recommend it. Of course, always talking to the medical professional and everything, you know, that they do. You know, before consuming anything, those would be, I would say, the two people that cannot consume it. Apart from that, Janine, I haven't had or encountered yet that problem, or any type of problem when it comes to being, allergic to the product or not.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. 'Cause yeah, it's something that,
I've found over time. Now with the liquid, does it have a certain taste to it? So I'm thinking about folks like giving them a warning for if they're putting it into a liquid, might it change the flavor? Might there be something that they should be aware of in that case?
Well, you know, I would love to say that the taste is amazing. I would be lying. But for me, it all depends on what liquid you mix it with. Okay. And of course, the person, you're like, I have people that are super picky. So they have to consume with the orange juice. I wouldn't recommend the orange juice just because I'm always trying to avoid sugar in that sense. Even though it's only like an ounce of liquid that you need to mix this protein. But some people are so picky that I say, you know what? Just pick a liquid that you know you'll consume it with. You're following me? If you mix it with water, it basically tastes like powdered water. Okay. Not everybody likes that taste. Some people, for example, like me, I'm cool about it. My family's cool about it. I have a lot of clients that, you know, they're awesome about it. You know, they actually mix it with alkaline water and they don't care about this powdered protein water taste. Now I would always consume it, you know, if you're really picky with, you know, orange juice, apple juice, you know, of course, healthy ones, or with yogurt, and you like, I might even put some like fruits and nuts and kind of make it tasty. That's for the people, again, that are picky. Now with water by itself, it might not be best for everybody. I will be clear there.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I mean, most things, it's just a little funky. And that's just one of the things I've heard when other people have taken glutathione supplements, it tastes a little funky. So I like to hear the little trick there that you have. Now, in terms of recommending doses and things of that nature, I know you're not a doctor and we get into a sticky area here of asking this. Are for you sure. guys... looking at in terms of the packets, how does it come? Like, how many do you get in a
box?
In a mm-hmm. box, and tell us a little bit about that, and tell us a little bit about where they can find it, and kind of more details in that department.
Yeah, for sure. So each box of ImmunoCal brings 30 pouches of this product. Okay, so something that I wasn't clear about was that we have two types of ImmunoCal. We have ImmunoCal, ImmunoCal Platinum. What's the difference? They both have the same 9 to 10 grams. Of bonded cysteine. Okay. Now what happens is that in 2008, Dr. Wolf Troga, he discovered that people over 35 years old, they usually have more inflammation, obviously, because, you know, they start to lose glutathione more than people younger than 35. So, you know, whoever's watching or listening, if you're over 35, you know, I'm sorry, but it's just the way, you know, it's just the way we decline, unfortunately. So he discovered this. So what he decided was to add two extra ingredients. So he decided to add creatine, and he decided to add some minerals onto this one. So this version is called ImmunoCal Platinum. It's the most advanced version, okay, of ImmunoCal. And it's better for people that are over 35 years old and better for athletes because, you know, athletes usually lose a lot of muscle because they're working out. You know, they gain it, but they also lose. So, it, you know, this is to increase, I would say, the muscle density and to have more strength. And these extra minerals help the body also become even more alkaline than general. So with that in mind, these two boxes each bring 30 pouches of the product. When it comes to dosaging, as you said, Janine, since we're not doctors, we know, like, we're not going to say, I'll do this for that or that, you know, because you have to be very careful. And, you know, I do want to be clear, this is a complement to anything, okay? You know, this doesn't go against any treatment. This doesn't go against, you know, any drug, any natural treatment. This complements it, okay? So, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, can I combine this with, you know, this drug, this supplement that, you know, Dr. Janine is giving me, this treatment? Absolutely, they can. Of course, always go to your doctor. I always emphasize that just in case. But in general, like 95% of the time, it complements. With that in mind, this is how the doctors have trained me, to put it that way, on how to recommend dosaging. So basically, if someone is healthy, Janine, and they're under 35 years old, and they just want something to prevent, you know, something preventive, okay? And they, you know, like, they just want to stay on top of their game when it comes to the immune system. I'll recommend one pouch a day in the morning of the regular ImmunoCal. That's all they need, okay? You know, that's just to keep their immune system and their glutathione levels at normal levels, okay? If the person is over 35, I'll recommend consuming two pouches. This would be adding one of the ImmunoCal Platinum and one of the ImmunoCal Regular, because of the age factor, okay? So this would be 20 grams of this protein, and this would also be prevention. There are cases that, for example, like my mom, they suggested her to consume 4 pouches a day of just the platinum because she was such an ill condition. Of course, she was combining this with treatments and all that. And this is what really got her out of bed, Okay. People, you know, I'm going to tell people with cancer, they sometimes consume six a day because we have a patent that after four pouches a day, this starts to work like a natural chemo because it raises so much glutathione in the body. Glutathione creates all these T cells and all these T cells start to work like a cancer therapy. There's a patent there that we have. So after four pouches really starts to work like chemo. So doctors always recommend, hey, consume six pouches a day for like a month or so. And, you know, so that the body starts to work as a chemo. So again, dosaging depends on age, condition, and weight. Now, again, we always suggest it's not something that, you know, that people have to consume. It's always a suggestion, always having, obviously, I'm a medical professional in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks for kind of giving us a little rundown on that, because I think a lot of people will take a product just based on what the base dosage is. But if they can ask their doc a little bit more and have a doc who's more familiar with it, of course, on board, you can help with therapeutic dosing in that level. So folks, of course, if you're interested in trying to get a little more glutathione into your universe, consult a doc that's a functional medicine doc or a naturopathic doc like me. And then we can get you guys dialed in as to what your dosing should be. So, Giancarlo, thank you so much for giving us a lot of info and even educating me a little bit on the bonded cysteine versus all the N-acetylcysteine that I was thinking in my head as a precursor here. So folks definitely want to get that distinction that this is bonded cysteine, not an N-acetylcysteine product. It's not just another of the ones that are out there. So very cool. Now, Giancarlo, where can we find the glutathione, the bonded cysteine, and where can we find you and learn more about what you've got going on as time goes on? Because I have a feeling that there's going to be more products in addition to the two that you have.
Well, you know, first of all, like, it's been an absolute pleasure to really talk about this because, you know, I've learned so much through podcasting. Okay. That's benefited me. It's benefiting my family. So hopefully in this podcast with you, we've been able to give value to people about glutathione and how to consume it. With that in mind, my website is thisisjanco.com, okay? So this is, and then Janco is G-I-A-N-C-O.com. That's a little bit on my story, okay? On my mom's story, on my entrepreneur story. And also, you know, you can email me, send me a text message and all that. And then we can talk about if you're interested, for example, in this product and all that. Also in my website, you will see my social media accounts, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, okay? And if you want to follow me, you can just type and then you see my accounts. Okay. As Janine said, of course, I'm not a doctor. So, you know, I'm always go back to medical professional. Some people just say, hey, look, I just want to go to, you know, like to your website and buy product. That's, you know, that's possible. And if you want to do that, again, just go to the website, send me an email, and I'll send you the link where to go to buy it. With that in mind, I always prefer, since I want the customers to have the best experience in the world, I prefer we having a conversation so I can see how to best help you and what you need than just you just going randomly and buying something without you even knowing what you need. So if you're interested, please send me an email. Let's have a conversation. And then from there, I can see what you need and what you need best with your medical professional. So that's where you can find me, Jenny.
Okay, perfect. Now, what is your email so I can have it at my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com?
Yes. So my email would be O-L-E, like Ole. Giancarlo, so GIANCARLO at gmail.com.
Okay.
When I went to Spain years ago, I liked the whole Olé thing. So I added it to my email.
You just dove right in. There you
That's
go.
Right. Spanish That's right.
Mix there. Perfect.
That's right.
All right, everybody. So now you know where to find Giancarlo and get more information on the bonded cysteine glutathione product he's got going on there. So thank you, Giancarlo, once again. And we will definitely be talking more about this glutathione because I think it is also quite magical and a great thing that everyone should be thinking about moving into the future to help with your immunity, but also your overall health. So let's keep the conversation going over on my Facebook group at Find Your Health Fix, guys. That is on Facebook, and we'll be able to chat more as we move forward. And you guys have survived another episode of The Health Fix. All right.
Hey, Health Junkie, do you want to take the conversation to the next level based off of the Health Fix podcast? Well, you're in luck. Head over to the Facebook group for this podcast called Find Your Health Fix. There you'll find me answering questions, but also dropping in all kinds of tidbits and keeping the conversation going all about health. And you'll never know what you might learn and what might open up a door to a new you.